this is the video going around social media. Senator Elizabeth Warren's campaign page, talking about her connections to Native American heritage.
I absolutely have a Native American.
She claims in the video, through DNA testing, it confirms her Native American heritage. That test, something the Cherokee Nation, a sovereign nation, says doesn't prove anything.
To talk now about her ancestry or DNA analysis, we think muddies the waters a bit.
Secretary of State Chuck Hoskin Jr. says he finds Senator Warren's claims hurtful.
That is a very special status. It's a legal status. It's a status that our ancestors fought long and hard for, that is embedded in tribal law. It's embedded in federal law, specifically the treaties. We think that as sovereign nations, that means something.
To claim membership to the Cherokee Nation, you must be able to prove that you can trace yourself back to the tribe's Dawes rolls, the original enrollment documents.
People have this family lore, and they can't prove it. And so people go through a long and drawn-out process sometimes. They'll submit paperwork to the Cherokee Nation because there is an application process.
Cherokee citizens say this isn't a red versus blue issue. It's about protecting treaties and their sovereignty.
I think the important takeaway is that Elizabeth Warren remembers that it's the Cherokee Nation who decides who their citizens are, not individuals.